And good morning. Welcome to From the Stand. This week we've spent some time talking with a variety of guests, from authors to SR-71 pilots yesterday. And I hope you've enjoyed your week of interviews on EIA Radio. From the Stand is supported by the Commemorative Air Force, honoring America's military aviation heritage through flight, exhibition, and remembrance. With more than 11,000 members operating 164 vintage aircraft, the CAF is the world's largest private air force. You can get more information at commemorativeairforce.org. This morning, we will feature Birds of Prey, the Thunderbirds, and the Osprey. But first, we're going to have some fun and get our feet wet with Steve McCauley, and he is the Executive Director of the Seaplane Pilots Association. Steve, good to have you back.
Steve, thank you so much. How wonderful to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Seaplane Pilots Association. When did you get started?
Well, the Seaplane Pilots Association originated in 1972 in Little Ferry, New Jersey, and we are the primary advocacy organization for the seaplane community. We're the ones out there working to keep the water open, working with insurance companies to keep the insurance affordable, doing safety programs, and through our foundation doing things like the scholarships programs.
Well, tell us a little bit, as aviation has progressed and civilization continues to expand, what's been happening with the number of places where people can actually take off and land on water?
Well, we're expanding it quite rapidly right now. We're working with a congressional project to actually get more funding for public seaplane bases for municipalities to open up more bases for public use. But we have cities like Tavares, Florida, who's here in force. America's Seaplane City trademarked themselves as America's Seaplane City. And they've completely redeveloped their downtown area for seaplanes. We've got Rising Sun, Indiana, just had a splash in last weekend. Incredible. So we see a bright future for seaplanes.
Excellent, excellent. Good to hear that things are expanding rather than contracting.
It's nice, yes. A positive story for GA.
Exactly. How many different seaplane bases are there in the country right now?
Well, you know, there's two. That's one of the things coming out in the congressional study. There's only about 118 public, but there's thousands of private. But private doesn't mean that you can't land there. It just means that they're not identified as public. Right. But most of the private seaplane bases can be used by general public.
Do you have a feel for how many people have a seaplane rating of one type?
Well, I love this statistic. This is a great one. So only 3% of pilots are seaplane pilots, which is a fascinating statistic. And when we're talking to young individuals that are looking to go up the career path, you know, for airline pilots and things like that, we're saying if you want to set yourself aside with your resume at the airlines, if you have that seaplane rating, it shows you have better stick and rudder skills, things like that. There are about 30,000 licensed pilots, but only about 10,000 active.
Really?
So if you look at the entire pilot population, it's a very small percentage. So we see nothing but growth.
But it's not a difficult rating to obtain, right?
No, it's super easy. You know, 3 days is what it takes the average person, $1,600 to $2,500 on average. I can guarantee you it'll be the most enjoyable seaplane or rating you ever do. And it counts as a BFR. So if you have to do a BFR, you might as well add a fun rating while you're at it.
You have your ratings, obviously. How many seaplane ratings do you have? Different ones.
Well, I have single engine C, of course, multi engine C. I'm Grumman Albatross type rated, and I've logged time in about 39 different types of seaplanes right now. So,
is there one that's a favorite over another?
You know, it just depends on your mission. Okay. The Albatross is addictive. It's unbelievable, but you can't fly the Albatross every day. Right now, my personal favorite has to be the Air Cam. I've been flying the Air Cam a lot, and I'm just so psyched on it. But, you know, the Carbon Cub, even a J3, I mean, they're all fun. So,
describe the Air Cam for those who may not be familiar with it.
The Air Cam is twin Rotax powered, so it's a multi-engine seaplane. They come on amphibious floats, usually Claymore floats right now, but it's very unique. Show me another twin-engine airplane. You can actually, and I do this on a regular basis, you can take off on a single engine off of water and climb out.
Wow.
The performance is just amazing. And then everything above your waist is outside. So as you're flying over the orange field, the orange groves in Florida, you can smell the blossoms on the trees. So it's just an incredible experience.
It is a true open air. I hesitate to even use the word open cockpit because there's, as you say, everything above the waist is out.
Yeah.
But it is it's definitely a very unique and multi-role airplane.
Yeah, it is. Wonderful. It's really incredible.
So tell us a little bit, you know, insurance with aviation is always kind of a dicey thing. Now you add water to it, that's a different dimension.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're
keeping track of as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working with, we have an insurance partner in Falcon Insurance. We are very aggressively working with them. We're having insurance underwriters, summits, things that we can do, developing safety programs where we can get credit for our members if they go through the programs to get additional discounts. All of our members for the Seaplane Pilots Association get a discount through Falcon as part of the program. But we're doing safety training all over. All the programs are recognized by FAA, so you get WINGS credit for that. And then we're doing little things like placards, you know, verify gear position, water or land. You know, the one thing that'll bite us, if anything's going to bite us, is people doing gear down water landings. And that's the one thing you really don't want to do. Right. A gear up land landing, not that big of a deal. The gear down water landing's a significant issue.
Yeah. And that, because the reason I ask about insurance is that's what I've heard people say. They're saying, I'm going to get my seaplane rating, but I don't think I'll be able to insure my airplane and put it on floats. And but you're helping to take care of that,
yeah,
that roadblock.
You know, what I tell people also is get a straight float seaplane to start with. Your insurance is going to be a lot less. Your chance of incidents while you're learning how to fly seaplanes, while you're getting competence, is going to be a lot less. So get a straight float seaplane. It's going to cost less money. It's going to cost less money to insure, which is going to be your single largest difference, but less money in maintenance, less weight, everything else.
Right. Describe a straight float.
Okay.
For those who don't know.
So straight floats do not have landing gear. Okay. They are strictly hull for landing on the water, where amphibious gear floats have retractable gear, and you can extend the gear and land on runways. So it gives you a lot more fueling options, a little bit easier for maintenance, but here again, carries a heavy penalty on insurance.
Right. You mentioned the foundation and some of the scholarships. How long has the foundation been in operation?
The foundation was created about 6 years ago, and since then it's grown very rapidly. We've put quite a bit of money actually into AOPA as well, funding them to help on a national level to kind of leverage some more horsepower for us.
Right.
We have a scholarship program that I created when I came on board 3 years ago, and we are awarding 12 seaplane ratings a year for 18 to 25-year-old career track pilots. They're a zero-cost seaplane rating to the school of their choice. They can go anywhere in the country and rewrite the check. A wonderful program. So we've created over 24 in the last 2 years.
Excellent. If someone listening would like more information on how they can apply for that scholarship, what do they have to do?
You can contact us at seaplanes.org, our website. Come by booth 3167, 3168, and Hangar C. We have applications there. We'd love to, you know, have people apply.
Something in particular that you're looking for in that application? I mean, aside from career track?
Yeah, well, that's it. We're career track. We're looking for people that are, you know, young individuals that are really excelling, that they're making themselves stand out. We award it based on merit, so it's not a give-me scholarship. You know, we're looking for academic excellence. We're looking for people that are volunteering within the community for EAA. We actually have the CFA students down in Florida. We actually have some interns from them, and they might get a scholarship, but I don't want to get their hopes up too high. But we're looking for people that are volunteering, working, giving their time, that are really working hard, that are going to pursue aviation with passion. The passion is the key.
Right. Before we got on the air, you were talking a little bit about, I think, probably one of the most unique experiences that I've heard of, at least this week, and that was your wedding. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's a good one.
Well, I'm a little seaplane crazy, and thankfully I have a very understanding wife. So when we started talking about wedding plans and everything else, I said, honey, well, I have this dream. I'd really like to get married in a Grumman Albatross. What do you think? And she said, well, I think that sounds like an awesome idea. We have to do it. So several years later, we were able to line up an albatross. We mentioned it to Dennis Buin at the time. He said, we're going to make it happen. We have to do it. And so we ended up getting married in flight in a Grumman albatross above the Grand Canyon.
That is one of the most unique places to get married. And yeah. As you said, seaplane crazy, but that's okay because it's a good kind of crazy.
It
involves airplanes. Steve, one more time, the web address?
Seaplanes.org.
Okay. And if you're on the field, where can they find you?
3167, booth 3168, Hangar C.
All right. We'll look for it. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning and talking a little bit about the Seaplane Pilots Association. We'll be back with more from the stand on EIA Radio.